Well, there's intense interest in tomorrow's release of Spare, Prince Harry's authorized biography, across BC's public libraries and bookstores. The Vancouver Sun reports there have been close to 2,500 holds placed on paper, audio, and electronic copies of the book at the Vancouver, Victoria, Fraser Valley, and Surrey public libraries. Local bookstores are also preparing for that launch as well. Prince Harry is reported to have been paid $20 million for writing the book. Now, some of the details in the book that we release tomorrow have already come out after a Spanish bookstore accidentally sold a few copies. This includes an admission of cocaine use, that Harry was responsible for the death of 25 Taliban fighters, that his brother Prince William had physically attacked him, and that his brother and wife thought him wearing a Nazi uniform to a dress-up party was funny. Now, last night, in an interview with 60 Minutes, Harry accused members of the royal family of getting into bed with the devil. He specifically accused his stepmother, Camilla, the queen consort, of leaking private conversations to the media to burnish her reputation. He, of course, will be promoting his book, which, of course, will be released tomorrow. Joining me now to talk about this entire mess that is the royal family is Leah Halive. She's a TV reporter and radio host. Leah, thank you for joining us.
Of course. Thanks for inviting me.
I haven't covered this story, and then I thought, you know what, I'm going to give Leah a call and to chat with her about it, because I'm trying to wrap my head around.
She loves the royals.
I know. What do you make of all this? This whole thing with betrayal and writing a book and this Oprah interview and then that whole Netflix series he did with his wife, Meghan?
I mean, there's so much to unpack here. There really is. I mean, I watched the 60 Minutes with Prince Harry. I also watched GMA's take on it as well. And just to, like, quickly sum it up, of course, we'll talk more in depth, but Camilla apparently is Cruella de Vil. King Charles is cold and unfeeling. Prince William has anger issues. Yeah. Kate is cold. And Meghan is a victim. That's really what I summed up everything that I saw and heard. I mean, he was very genuine, though, I have to say. He seemed very sincere, and he has grown up, like, miles from what he was in the early 2000s, I'll tell you that. But so much, right? I who would have known all the controversy within that family that he's actually shining a light on them for once, which is kind of nice in a way, the fact that I think he doesn't want people to blame him for a lot of things. So I think he wants to kind of say, look what they did, right? That's kind of how I feel.
Yeah, I was thinking, could you imagine all of them at the same Christmas dinner having a turkey?
Oh my God.
All this fall that's floating around.
Fly on that wall.
Yeah, I mean, all of that's transparent. You don't want to wish any of this, especially in a high-profile manner that we're seeing all this sort of play out in real time. I guess the broader question, beyond the sale of the books and the challenges, what do you make of the royal family? It's a tough question to answer, but, you know, the Queen is gone, and she was really the true reflection of the royal family and tremendously respected. And now you have a king and you have squabbling kids. I mean, and then you look at Canada, look at BC, you got a multi-ethnic society. I mean, is the royal family relevant, I guess, is the question.
I mean, to me, it's not. And I think the generations coming up, they're not. You know, I think maybe they're just kind of tabloid fodder for them now. It's kind of like, what's going on now? I don't know how long they can sustain, you know, being relevant in today's world, especially over here in North America. You know, of course, in England, and, you know, in Europe, they still will probably matter for a while. But I don't know, with King Charles taking over, I just think, you know, the fact that he said to the boys, and this stuck out to me, what Prince Harry said, that King Charles told the boys he didn't want his final years to be a misery. You know, like, for him to say that to them, I guess when they had their last fight, it's kind of like, okay, so you're just worried about what, you know, people are going to think of you as a king. Do you not care that your kids are not talking to each other? Like, I think it's kind of sad, honestly. I think it's going to take a long time before they'll actually communicate, because he said it's been a while already. So I think that after this book, I mean, are they really ever going to communicate properly again? I don't think so. I can hope so, but I think this divide is just way too big for them to overcome.
Yeah, I mean, the institution is challenged in the best of times. I mean, even if you think about the passing of the Queen, but In the spirit of reconciliation, even here in British Columbia, the BC Ferries would have a picture of the Queen. And government offices have pictures of the Queen. But I think with reconciliation, I think it was about 6 weeks ago, BC Ferries announced they're not going to have a picture of the Queen anymore because I guess it is a representation of colonialism and all those types of things. It's a small thing and sort of a side note to the conversation about the royals, but it is an important one because reconciliation is important. And, those little things move to, let's say, adding into government offices and then you see all this play out. It goes down to, once again, like how relevant are they going to be and how much interest do you have? I guess at the end of the day, the fact that there are 2,500 holds placed on paper, audio, and electronic copies of the book in the library systems in the Lower Mainland in Victoria kind of says a lot that, we kind of roll our eyes a little bit, but boy, there's a lot of interest there.
He was really open talking about losing his virginity and like all that stuff, right? I wasn't expecting that. I was not expecting that and how many kills he had in Afghanistan. Like, he really opened up. I think maybe a little bit too much, but I think he just wanted everything on the table and to just kind of say, there you go. Quit bugging me now. Quit asking questions. I've given my interviews. I've written a book. I've done a Netflix special. Now leave me alone.
Yeah.
That's kind of like sort of the feeling I get on that, and maybe leave Meghan alone as well. But look at the press in the UK. They're not going to leave this alone, right? This is going to go on for probably decades. I can't see with the things he said, them coming together. Who knew that Will, put his finger in Meghan's face and, was very upset at her for saying Kate had baby brain, and then she's like, get your finger out of my face. Like, who knew that would happen, right? So the fact that he pointed that out goes to show you about him and his brother. Like, he called him his arch nemesis. Who says that, right, about your sibling when you're, in your 30s? So I kind of thought that was interesting. The words he used, the stories he told, I'm sure there's probably 5,000 more that we didn't know that he's not going to tell us, right? So he's kind of shining a light on what he's kind of dealt with. So can imagine what else wasn't told? I don't know.
Well, I think he just wrote next season's The Crown already, just based on what's come up.
Can you imagine that season? Oh, how juicy would that be?
Oh, what's coming? I guarantee you it's coming because it's been being written in real time from what I could tell. Yeah. Leah, thank you for your time.
Well, thanks for inviting me.
I'm not just a pawn in this game.
3 nights a week on Global.
They're putting targets on their back, massive.
Drama.
I guess you could say I'm in a showman.
They're just so in love and so annoying. Enough.
Betrayal.
The guy just put up his best friend now.
And plot twists.
What is happening right now?
You'll never see coming.
If you're coming for me,
this is perfect.
I'm coming for you then.
It'll be a battle.
Like, it'll be war.
Big Brother Canada. All new Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Sundays on Global. Stream on Stack TV.